Well, I think the creative team of Cloud Nine is being a little cheeky here, playing on another word that sounds sort of familiar.
Okay.
The play on words seems appropriate with this play. I looked up the word organisms from Webster's. Quote, a complex structure of interdependent and subordinate elements whose relations and properties are largely determined by their function in the whole. Quote.
You actually used the dictionary for that?
I did.
Yeah, they have the internet now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Never mind.
Oh, my God.
How exactly does that definition apply to this play?
Okay. The story is complex, but it's never confusing, okay? The play takes place in two time periods. Act 1 is set in Africa in 1880. Act 2 is set in London in 1980. In Act 1, Clive, who is a British fellow.
Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine. Is in Africa overseeing that the British Empire has a strong presence. There's lots of irony lobbed at that issue about the British Empire. There is his demure wife, Betty, his young son, Edward, who likes to play with dolls, his younger daughter, Victoria, who in fact is played by a doll in Act 1, his mother-in-law and various servants and friends. Clive is cheating on his wife with a female neighbor. A macho friend really likes men and young boys, Edward being one of them. A servant spies on everybody and is dangerous. In Act 2 is set in London in 1980, but for the characters, it's only 25 years later. There is no longer a British Empire. Victoria has grown up and is unhappily married with children. She has befriended a lesbian and her young daughter. Victoria's brother, Edward, has grown up, is gay, and is in love with Jerry, a very unfaithful man. Their mother, Betty, has left her husband and is trying to be sexually more aware. So going back to the definition, this is a complex structure of varying elements in which sex and sexual mores are prevalent.
I see. What sort of brain would come up with this? It's very complex.
Yes.
And it's all over the place.
It's all over the place. And the brain is Carol Churchill. She wrote Cloud Nine 30 years ago. If ever there is an iconoclastic playwright, she's British, Churchill is it. She's written plays about cloning ambitious women who want to get to the top no matter what, the tyranny of language, a terrifying play on war, and one about Gaza. In every case, she takes our preconceptions and turns them upside down. Cloud Nine is a perfect example. In Act 1, men play women. This is not a choice of a director. It's in the play. Women play boys, and a white actor plays a black character with no makeup but a really good wig.
Hmm.
In Act 2, a man plays a little girl while the other characters are played by gender-appropriate actors, but the relationships are no less challenging. Churchill is writing about sex, gender issues, fidelity, trust, life changes, and the changing definition of family.
It's a lot to take on.
Uh-huh.
Does the production do justice to these ideas?
I think it really does. It's directed with style by Elisa Palmer, no stranger to Carol Churchill's plays. She directed, for example, Top Girls last year. While the play is tricky, the production is clear, concise, very focused, and detailed. The body language of the characters is very specific and deliberately stops short of being too broad in Act 1 and is naturalistic, relaxed, and real in Act 2. And the characters, who are the same in both acts, have a consistency that's impressive. For example, in Act 1, Betty, the demure wife, is played by the strapping Evan Bewling. He plays her with grace, a touch of confusion, and a lovely femininity. And in Act 2, Betty is played by the impressive Anne-Marie MacDonald, also with grace, a lovely femininity, and a curiosity about the confusing world she lives in. Betty is still the same believable character because of the smart acting of the two actors.
Mm.
Similarly, there's fine work from Ben Carlson as the black servant in Act 1 and the menacing lover of Edward in Act 2. Carlson is formidable in both. You know, there are seven actors at the top of their game in this production of Cloud Nine. And the result is a production that will have theater lovers on Cloud Nine when they see it.
Lynn, thank you.
A pleasure.